No. Oh, well, today was a good day. I don't know about you guys, but today was a good day. I don't know what you guys did today, but my day started off in my office, and then about lunchtime, I took my break, and it was because there was a specific football team playing, a different football team to declare who was going to be the champions of England. And the smile on my face should tell you everything, right? Today, Liverpool, my beloved Liverpool, managed to lift the Premier League title for the first time in 30 years. So I was two the last time they won it. It was just crazy. But 30 years. So it's been a long time. The boys looked at me and were like, "Dad, why are you crying?" I'm like, "I'm happy. It's fine." But it's this thing of like, it's kind of what I was saying on Sunday, joy, right? You might see sadness, but there is joy in there for a reason. And yeah, I don't know. You guys say soccer, I say football. But tonight, there is I'm basing it all around God never leaving us, God never letting us walk alone. And Liverpool's anthem, the thing that attracted me to Liverpool Football Club, the thing that hooked me, basically, was hearing this song that they sing, "You'll Never Walk Alone." You'll never walk alone. And it's phenomenal. I mean, it's a good song anyway, but now it's a great song, okay? But think about this. Rachel is, 6 months pregnant with Kyrie, and we get this opportunity to go to a football game. And it's Liverpool and it's versus Burnley, and they're not like rivals or anything like that. The seats are cheaper, you know, the game's not that high demand type of game, so you can kind of walk in and be like, "Two seats, please." You know, no, they'll put you there. And they sit us right up close to the field. And you walk in and there's people singing and chanting and there's flags waving, these big banner flags waving. You're like, whew, emotional, you know, chills. And then suddenly, the starting note of "You'll Never Walk Alone" starts and everyone's quiet. And then you have 44,000 plus people all singing the same song. And you're there going, "Ooh, this means something to someone," right? This means something to people. This isn't just a song. This is like an anthem. This is togetherness. This is, we're a team joining in with the team. We're spurring them on with these songs. And I'm, wow. And man, I wish they were all singing to Jesus, but, you know, in this situation, you're kind of going, wow, I'm feeling the emotion here. Amazing sight to be seen and to be heard. And for me, Liverpool, I'm not going to talk much more about Liverpool, but it's based around this, so I had to give you an intro anyway. It's not just a team, right? It's an identity kind of thing. You know, in England, that's the sport. You know, football is the sport. You walk into a new classroom, walk into a new workplace, you walk in to meet a new family member, and suddenly it's, "Well, who are you?" "Well, my name is Jamie." No. "Who do you support?" Are you a red? Are you a blue? Are you a Londoner? Are you whatever? What is your identity? And it matters. So, I heard that song, it just had me clicked straight in. I don't want to walk alone. I don't ever want to walk alone. And you're promising me that I'll never walk alone. And I go into the stadium and I hear, you know, 40,000 plus people singing the same song, all singing that they never want to be alone. I never want to walk alone. It's incredible to hear that nowadays, especially with everyone scattered, especially with isolation and people feeling more lonely than ever before, people feeling more depressed than ever before. But the song, yeah, as I said, is called "You'll Never Walk Alone." The lyrics: "When you walk through a storm, hold your head up high and don't be afraid of the dark." And I thought, this is a good song. Everyone has these stormy times. Everyone has this darkness in their lives where they're trying to stick to the light and trying to stick to the calm. But when you walk through a storm, hold your head up high. It's different. Okay, I don't usually do that. Usually I head down, run through, try and avoid the rain, right? Because everyone knows running fast is going to keep you dry. But at the end of a storm, there's a golden sky and the sweet silver song of a lark. Walk on through the wind. Walk on through the rain. Though your dreams be tossed and blown. Walk on with hope in your heart, and you'll never walk alone. And I'm not going to start singing it. Arms will be up. There'll be a scarf over the top of my head. That's what we do. But I've had really tough times in my life. I've had really low times when I've lost a friend or maybe a family member, or I've just been going through a tricky situation. I will go to my office and there will be worship music. And in the middle of this worship music playlist is this song, because it points me back to Jesus. Because it's emotionally connected to who I was before I was a Christian. I was a Liverpool supporter, and now I'm a Christian who supports Liverpool, right? I'm a Christian first. But there's this thing of, when you get emotionally connected to a song, God can use that to point you in the right direction and get you through tough times. So that's where this "You'll Never Walk Alone" comes from. I think, there you go. That's it. And it's a simple reminder. You'll never walk alone. When we walk through the storms in our lives, those trials, those tough times, when those situations where you don't really see an end to them, "I don't have the answers, God, help." We can trust and rely on God and not focus on that dark, on that patch we can't really understand, because we can trust Him. We can trust God's going to be there for us, that we're not walking alone. The darkness is the enemy. It's the distractions that go on through our lives. It's anything that pulls focus from Christ, okay? And maybe that comes in different forms for you guys, but it's just those things that are trying to get you, your eyes off of Jesus and onto them instead. And to stand there on your own, it's sometimes really hard. When we talk to our boys and we read our Bible devotions, and Army always wants to look at Moses, and he always wants to look at David, and Kai always wants to look at Jonah, and you're kind of going, okay, well, let's focus on David for a second, because if David was stood in that battlefield on his own against Goliath, he didn't have a hope. But he knew who he stood for. He knew who he was representing. He knew who was guiding him, who was going to bring him the victory, right? He wasn't alone. And I love that. You know, simple things that we can pull out of the Bible here of saying, actually, that person wasn't alone when, you know? And we can hold our heads up high, focusing on the saving grace that Jesus has gifted to us, right? That gift. I don't have to look down here and think of how shameful I am. Don't look at me. Don't look how horrible I am, because actually, Jesus has saved me. I've been washed clean. I know who I am because of Him. I don't need to cower. I don't need to run through that storm. I can walk with my head up because I know that Jesus is with me. That song is a great reminder that the stormy parts of our lives, after all of that, we need to see the end, right? Storms end, okay? That's the thing that my kids need to learn every so often when they're getting panicky and the storms are kind of shaking the trees and there's lots of heavy rain outside and that powerful wind and you hear the whistling and, oh, is it ever going to stop? Yeah. Yeah, it will. Eventually. Can't tell you when, but it will stop. And when it stops, we need to see how God is working in these situations and how He has worked in those situations as well. Those storms aren't just the storms that we see outside our house, but it's inside our hearts as well, inside of our heads, and inside of our lives. It's those things that we allow to creep in and take hold, and we kind of say, actually, I need someone else to take this from me. I'm so glad I'm not alone, right? But I don't know about you guys. I handle tough situations differently. When I was younger, it would be, I'm just going to fight my way out of this and see what happens next. And usually that would be pretty painful. And then I became a Christian, and it was, I'm just going to keep that inside and see what happens next. And that was pretty painful. You know, different type of pain, but less fighting. But and then I got married, and suddenly it was no longer this stuff that I could just keep inside. It was defensive Jamie, that I'm going to defend my wife and my family. How dare you come at me? don't come and attack us. You're not allowed to. Don't give you permission. Pretty painful, because sometimes people, you know, it would just be a shy comment here, there, or everywhere, and it didn't need this full defensive approach. So I did everything typically in my own strength, and I'm still learning through this. This week, me and Rachel went and spoke to Don and Kathy just to get wisdom from people who've been married longer than us, and it's like, how do we do this? You know, because we still do it in our own strength. And actually, we need godly people. We need to know that we're not doing this on our own. We need family. We need guidance. We need Jesus, right? So, as Christians, we need to remember that Christ will never leave us, never forsake us, that he has promised to be with us always. This song has helped me remember that throughout my life, throughout my whole life, wherever I've been, that God has been with me. Rachel and I had this song played at our wedding. We did, and it's funny because, again, I talk about this, my personal connection to this song pointing me back to Jesus, so it's like this idea of, I'll never walk alone again because I have Jesus in my life. Awesome. I'm never Jamie the lonely ever again. I'm never Jamie on his own ever again. And then at our wedding day, with my bride, we walked out saying, we're never going to walk alone again. Because I physically have my partner right next to me in life now. Like, I'm never alone. I'm good. We'll never walk alone again. God will be with us forever. I don't know about families that you guys have got, or like young people, but my five-year-old has never been abandoned, right? They've watched Home Alone. They think they've lived through that. They haven't. It was maybe I went and put the trash cans out at the side of the road or something like that, or checked the mail, and Dad was gone, and there was burglars, and we had to put peanut butter on the floor, you know, whatever. But they've never been left alone for a long time. They've never been through the Home Alone situation. They've never been abandoned. Army and Kyrie have never been in those situations. But if you ask my five-year-old Kyrie what his biggest fear is, his fear is being left alone. This fear that will cripple him at night times. I don't want to be on my own. Your brother's on the bunk above you. You're not on your own. But he can't see him. He can't hear him. That's because he's asleep. Oh, okay, so he's still there. Yeah. But there's this fear that's inside him. There's a fear that's inside of all of us, I think, of being left alone, of being abandoned, of being pushed aside. And it makes us nervous. It makes us anxious about isolation. It makes us wonder why would anyone do this to us? But this is when I turn to the Bible so that I can actually see why. What's going on here? What does the Bible say about this? Genesis 2:18 says, and the Lord God said, it is not good that the man should be alone. I will make him a helpmeet for him. I'm very encouraged by this because God created everything. God, creator of the whole universe, saw that it wasn't good for us to be alone. So he said, you know what? You're not going to be alone anymore. Here's a partner in life for you. Here's your bride. Here's your husband. Here's your best friend. Whatever title you want to give. I find that really interesting. That God, who created everything, saw the need of man and saw it wasn't right to be lonely. It's not right that you're alone. He cares for us. God cares for us enough that he would create a help, a partner. And if we look at the big picture of redemption, God saw that mankind needed to not be alone. We didn't need to be alone. We shouldn't be alone. That we needed a savior. So God sent his son, Jesus Christ, to redeem us, to buy us back, to allow us to never be alone again in our lives. So no longer is it just this physical Adam and Eve. It's now this spiritual Jesus. As well, you are not alone. Jesus is with us wherever we are. And I think that's the tough thing for me to take in sometimes. Because I may be walking through the toughest season of my life or the most amazing season of my life, and I'm kind of going, well, I just haven't really thought about where Jesus is because it's such a great time. I don't need to think about Jesus because it's such a great time. And then you go, oh, this is really tough. Jesus, where are you? And it's like you're crying out. We should be praising because of the good times and crying out in the sad times, but there should be an understanding that Jesus has never left. And Jesus came down to us from heaven to earth, taking away the separation between God and man, right? That's the difference between Christianity and a lot of other religions, is the fact that God over here on big throne, you do this, rah, 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 man over here in temple sacrificing something, of course, God, of course, no more. God came down. And that's the huge thing here, that you think Jesus came down and literally ripped up that separation and said, hey, I'm here. I'm going to walk the same place that you guys walk. I'm going to breathe the same air that you guys breathe. I'm here. Bridging the gap and allowed that accessibility between God and man, that we could then have a relationship with this God. And he wasn't distant. And it wasn't depending on how many pigeons you sacrificed that day. It was about relationship. The fear and anxiety that surrounds abandonment, loneliness, that for lonely feeling that we all have, is being handled by Jesus Christ. By taking away the separation, Jesus has offered us a way of dealing with these feelings. I feel lonely. Remember, I was right there, and I'm still there. When I feel abandoned, I've never let go of you. I'm walking right beside you. I walk in front of you, I walk behind you, I'm with you right now. I just don't know if I can do it. I'm not good enough. Or my spirit is with you. Like Jesus has literally offered something for everything that we could be feeling about this situation. Whatever we're experiencing, the emotions, situations, frustrations, Jesus has offered us a way through this by using his examples, his teaching, the way that he lived, with his words. We just need to look to him. We just need to look in the Bible. We just need to ask him, God, give me encouragement today. Help me know that you're near. So Jesus taught, and in Matthew 28:20, it says, teaching them to observe all things whatsoever I have commanded you, and lo, I am with you always, even until the end of the world. So Jesus comes to down to earth to save. He goes through everything. Everything to save us. And in that time, God made a way that man would not ever have to be alone again. He provided a solution to a problem that the whole of mankind struggles with. He taught his disciples how to care, how to love, what to consider in life, what to think about, how to pray. He commanded them to do things, spread the gospel, go and love people, love the unlovely, heal the sick, all these things. Gave them purpose, gave them identity, and gave them this amazing promise. I am with you always. To the ends of the earth. Wow. I had this friend in school when I was 7, and we're best buds. We'll be friends forever, right? And then flash forward 5 years, and he don't speak to anyone anymore. I found him on Facebook a couple of weeks ago. He's married, he's got a couple of kids. I'm like, oh, didn't even know that. I thought we were friends forever. What's going on? Right? Christ's promises stand firm. They never fail. They do not budge. They are not forgotten. Take such great comfort in that, because you see the world and the world keeps moving. Well, they've got their own life to live. It's fine. Oh, it's great. They're busy today. They're just working. It's all right. They're with their family. It's okay. We don't have to talk. Well, Jesus is always there. And I think I think the thing is, it may not be for you guys tonight to hear this, but it's helped me even doing this study, and this is my devotion today. and it helped me. Knowing that he's not going anywhere. Knowing that Jesus isn't just going to run away when it gets tough. That he's with me. He's not going to turn on me. He's not going to turn on you. He's not going to shift his emotions suddenly out of the ordinary. He's not going to snap, right? Romans 8:38-39, for I am persuaded that neither death, nor life, nor angels, nor principalities, nor powers, nor things present, nor things to come, nor height, nor depth, nor any other creature shall be able to separate us from the love of God, which is in our Christ Jesus, our Lord. I am persuaded. Oh. Now, bless you. You guys may be thinking, hey, Jamie, Pastor Jamie, you're recycling teaching. How dare you? You did this a couple of weeks ago. This is disgusting. I came here for fresh meat. I don't want to regrain stuff again. And I'm saying, I have taught on this. I used this as a major part of one of my teachings a couple of weeks ago. But the reason why I brought it back up again is because it is so important to remember this. I have taught on it. And I will probably teach on it again in a couple of weeks' time. But when you realize that there is nothing, nothing that can separate you from the love of God, how free would you live if you had that in your heart every single day? And if you had that in your mind every single day that you walked into a situation, you thought, I am not worthy. Oh, wait. Jesus is with me. Jesus loves me. And there is nothing that can creep into this relationship and destroy. It's incredibly comforting to me. I have no control over death or life or tall things or small things or whatever the long list that I can't control a lot of those things, right? I take great comfort knowing that Jesus is in control and that he's with me throughout all of it. No, we cannot be separated from his love. Hebrews 13:5, I should have put B on there. I will never leave you nor forsake you. So the end of that verse, I will never leave you nor forsake you. Never leave you, never forsake you. I'm not going anywhere. And on top of that, I'm not going to throw you into the fire, right? Because of, yeah, I just love you. You may be called to do certain things, but knowing that God will never forsake you, that he will never leave you, means that you have this confidence and trust that Jesus is with you in all of those trials. We can know for sure that God is with us all the time, that he does not abandon us in the time of despair. Jesus isn't just there for the easy times, the barbecues, the boat rides, stuff like that. He's there in the storm. He's with us right there. He is there for the tough times. He's there for the tearful times. When you started ugly crying, Jesus is right there. He's there for the happy times when you just uncontrollable laughter. He's right there. He's there when you're really angry. He's right there. He's there for you. God will not leave you. That's the message for this. I need to hear this today. I need to hear this every single day because I seem to forget it sometimes. I'm flawed. I'm human. It's going to happen. But it's not that I don't believe it. It's that I forget it. Right? I know that Jesus loves me. I've read the Bible. I pray to him. He's my savior. I know who Jesus is. But there is a lot of stuff going inside this brain and outside the other brain, blah, 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 and you're like, huh, sometimes you just really need to grasp hold of this simple truth that God will not leave you. God is in the business of relationship and redemption, not abandonment and rejection, right? He will never leave you. I've asked Deacon Nate to cue the song. I'm going to make you guys listen to it. Sorry. not sorry. I love it. But just listen to the words, because actually, when we think about loneliness, when we think about God never leaving us, we need to have something that is that we can stand upon, a foundation of truth here. And the Bible, these are four verses that I picked out of many that says God is with us, God is for us, God is never not against us. He doesn't want to lead us into, you know, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. There's a lot. But I picked four of my favorites because I wanted to just work off of those. But listen to these songs, and then I've got a couple extra questions for you at the end. Do not cry. That song gives me chills. As I said, emotionally, I'm connected to that song because it just points me back to the truth. If you guys don't know my testimony, and if you have heard it before, you know that there's been a lot of separation in my family. There's been a lot of abandonment issues that I've had in my life. And this song just points me back to Jesus, who will never leave me, you know? So maybe this evening, this teaching was all for me. Maybe it's God providing exactly what I needed to hear, just coming from my voice. And it's beneficial, you know, it's helped me throughout this day. But maybe I'm not alone, maybe there's someone else here or watching on the live stream, hi. Maybe you've wrestled with feeling alone or questioning where God is in a certain situation in your life. Or maybe you feel him close and you're able to be an encouragement to someone else and reach out to them instead. I would encourage you to ask God what it is he wanted to say to you directly tonight. Before the night gets away, before we get distracted, put the TV on and watch a show or anything like that, I'd ask you to spend some time with God and ask him, what's going on inside your heart? What do you need to do here? Do you need to look for him in the tough times? Do you need to hear this promise that he will never leave you, that he's with you right now? Spend some time in prayer. Spend some time with Jesus. Ask him, what do I need to hear? What do I need to do with this? Thanks.